Sweetie, are you ready? Sweetie, are you in here?
There you are. Hey, what's wrong? Don't give me that. Something is obviously wrong. You're just sitting silently, looking at your clothes. Talk to me. Oh, sweetie. I wish you were more kind to yourself. You know what? No, no more staring at the mirror. I'll turn it back around once you stop being so mean to yourself. A few marks don't make you ugly. My skin isn't flawless either. I've got scars and all, yet you never bat an eye at them. Sweetie, look at me. You are the most attractive person I have ever seen. Yes, you are. You don't realize it, but I will often look at you while you're doing your chores around the house and think to myself, how lucky I am. Or how much I just want to kiss you and never stop. You have me wrapped around your finger, sweetie. You do. I can't get enough of you. I'm so glad I'm the lucky lady that got to you first. Another second and you would have been snatched away like the cake you are. Come here. Let me sit on your lap. Is there something in particular making you feel like this, or did your thoughts just decide to be mean to you? I see. Sadly, I can't kick your thoughts out the door and tell them to never come back. But I do have my own way of making sure you know the truth. What truth? Well, the truth is that you are awesome, and I love every part of you. Ugh. Forget about getting dressed. We can do the date another time. I think it's time you know how lovely you are. Oh, I could write a novel of all the things I like about you. Starting with your legs. Truly the best lap to sit on. Or your arms. They always make me shiver when you come up behind me and wrap them around me. Your chest. Ugh, what a comforting pillow, with a nice heartbeat to listen to underneath. That nice booty back here that I can't keep my hands from whenever you walk up some stairs. Your soft hair that I could ruffle up for hours and want to know the secrets of. Those eyes of yours that make me do anything for you with just a simple glance. Your gorgeous face, which just makes me want to squish your cheeks and kiss your lips off. And that neck of yours looks pretty enticing right now. These shoulders, which have become a place of support for me. Your stomach. My favorite place to tickle you awake in the mornings. Your back, which I love to smush my face into when we sleep. Every piece of you, every angle of you is perfect, sweetie. There is no one I'd rather get hugged and cuddled by, no other face I'd rather wake up to than yours. You are perfect for me, both your soul and your body. So whenever you feel like this, I want you to come to me, okay? I don't want you to sit here alone with these kinds of thoughts. No, I'm sticking to what I said. The date is off. You're clearly not feeling it. No, it's okay. We can stay in and do something else instead. I'm only gonna have fun on a date if you're having fun. How about some tea and some snacks while we play something? I know, that's why I suggested it. Now, up, I need you to pick the tea. Because you always want a different one. I want the one that's slightly spicy. Forgot the name, but I'm sure you can help me find it, right? You know, you should open a tea shop. Because you can suggest a tea based on the mood someone is in. I would call that a superpower. Well, I think it's cool. I could be the bouncer. So nobody tries to steal you away when they see your cute face.